If you're thinking about it, she's talking about it. Join the conversation at 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Well, those of us who are itching to go out and do something, want to do something that is socially responsible, that doesn't create a situation where we might feel like the risk wasn't worth the benefit. And joining us now is Matt Mandel, who has been thinking about these things. He's the leader of the Westport Chamber of Commerce. He's an innovative guy, and he's been doing Supper and Soul concerts for a long time. And he's going to tell us right now about something going on in Westport tomorrow night. Matt Mandel, welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. How are you today?
Hey, Lisa. Thanks. How are you feeling? Everything good?
Everything is good. How are you feeling?
I'm good. And by the way, you sold me on Hamilton. I'm going to be watching it this weekend. You did a marvelous pitch for it. You're always
got to watch it.
I love it.
Got to watch it. Have you ever listened to it before? Have you ever seen it?
I've listened to it a whole bunch. I've got a bunch of younger cousins who love it, and all they keep doing is singing it all the time. So
right?
It's been on the list.
It's been on the list because it's the best history lesson, and it's so, you know, it's so apropos, July 4th weekend.
Yep. Absolutely.
Be more apropos. So tell me about what's happening in Westport. Tell me about this drive-in theater. I know it was inaugurated last weekend. Tell me all about
right.
it. What's going on?
Well, what we're doing is invigorating the large municipal parking lot in downtown Westport. And the first thing that we were involved in was creating the drive-in movie shows that we've done. And that's being put together by the Remarkable Theater, who hires disabled individuals to help out, park cars and do concessions in the future. So they're a wonderful organization that are doing that. And then at that same point, we were looking at, well, why can't we do a concert in the lot as well if we do it in a socially responsible way, which is every other spot, every other column, and then people can get out and sit in front of their cars rather than in their cars as they do during a movie theater. And so I had this idea about a month ago, and the state said, well, if you keep them in the cars, you can do it immediately. I said, no. I said, a concert, no one wants to be in their car. They should be able to sit in front of the cars. So I had it all set up and was just waiting for the states to open up a little bit more. So I was sort of running towards the finish line. And 2 weeks ago, when they said that we could have 300 people at an event if it was socially responsible, I got permission from both the town and the state to do it. So tomorrow night, actually, it's going to be Sunday probably because the weather looks like it's been for the last few days.
Well, Matt, I just have to stop you, Matt.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, but you and your record of planning events in rain, I almost always now think about Matt Mandel. If he's planning an event, it's going to rain.
It's going to rain.
I love you, but it's true, right? You have a real rain situation.
Hey, we planned our wedding to be an outdoor wedding, and guess what? It rained, so we were inside. So it's typical, but I'm used to it. I always set up a rain date, and I'm good with it. So essentially, we've got the Tom Petty Project, which is a local band that does phenomenal interpretations of Tom Petty music. You know, they don't dress up like Tom Petty. They just execute the music wonderfully.
Okay.
And they're going to be the band. But sorry to tell everybody who's listening, it sold out in 3 minutes.
Really?
It was boom, it's gone. But we're not done with these concerts. The Supper and Soul series, it's a series, and I'm planning another one for the first weekend in August, actually August 7th and 8th. I just need town permission again because each time I need to ask them and they have to give their blessing. So next week I'll be going to the Board of Selectmen asking for it. But we'll be doing it again, and this one will be two shows by the same band, so to allow more people to be able to see the show.
And what band are you thinking about?
I guess I could tell you. It's a Mystic Bowie doing Talking Dreads. So it's their interpretation of Talking Heads music with a reggae feel. Mystic Bowie is a well-known artist in the area, and he's agreed to do it, so he'll do both nights, and also leaving a rain date as well for the next. So we're covered.
So let me understand.
You know my luck.
Are we? I know. It's really funny. And just for the audience, Matt Mandel is the founder of the, did you call it the Adopt-A-Dog-A-Thon? What was the name of all the dogs?
Well, the Westport
things?
Dog Festival and the Slice
Westport
of Saugatuck. I mean,
right.
Always trying to bring new and innovative right. events for the community.
Right, right. And the dog one has had quite a run. It's a great event when they get it going, but it's been rained out a few times. So, Matt Mandel, so let me ask you this about this. So, are we talking about people turning off their engines and sitting on the trunk of their cars? What are we talking about? In my mind's eye, I'm in 1952. Go ahead, tell me.
No, we park the car. You park your car in your spot. You get out, and you sit up in front of the spot in front of you. Since we're using every other parking spot, every other row, there is a space all around you. So your little group of people, up to five in a car, will sit in your area, just sort of like you're going out to a restaurant. You can have up to, you know, six people at a table at a restaurant. Here would be up to five in a car.
Okay.
To your right is 9 feet away. To your left is 9 feet away. And in front of behind you is 18 feet.
Oh,
so you're basically in a little island of your own, completely socially safe. The state and the town have both approved it. The health departments agree that this is a reasonable way to do it.
And you're going to be bringing beach chairs and picnic and all that good stuff. Yep.
Since it's a supper in Seoul, we're asking people to go to local restaurants, order takeout, bring the takeout to the show, enjoy it, and then pack up all your garbage and go. You know, it's a carry-in, carry-out show. We don't want to have to clean up after you. And I think everybody will be responsible.
So is there going to be an elevated stage with a screen above it so everybody can see no matter how far back they are? Like, what does the tech look like?
The interesting thing, since the movie theater will be there, the stage is going to be a large platform 5 feet up in front of the stage. And actually tonight we're going to be talking and trying to figure out how we can project the band on the screen. The only interesting thing is we're doing it at 6 o'clock at night.
Right.
Instead of in the evening. And mostly that's because we want to make sure that everybody remains socially distant. Unlike in a drive-in, people are in their cars. Here, they're going to be outside, and we need everybody to participate in the project.
So you sold out in 3 minutes. You sold out in 3 minutes. That's amazing. How much were the tickets?
They were $85.
And that's per car, or that per person in the car?
$85 per car. Good price, and you know, maybe that's part of the reason why it sold out so fast, but also the demand. But we're also going to be giving a donation to the Levitt Pavilion from the proceeds, because we feel they got killed this year because they had to cancel their whole season. And since we're bringing music to Westport, we want to help them bring music back again next year. So we want to give them a little bit of help.
Yeah, is there any fathomable way that there could be social distancing on the hill in front of Levitt Pavilion?
It's rough.
It's rough.
I mean, part of the problem is there aren't a lot of bands that are touring now.
Mm.
A band that's touring, if they go to North Carolina, they can't come up here. So it's very rough for them to be able to book bands. Also, when you're in an open setting, you need to be 15 feet apart, blanket to blanket, according to the state rules. And that would eat up so much of that space. So that's why the car concert works, because you drive up in your car. No one's crossing paths. Once you're in your pod, you're there. Now, there will be porta potties. If you need to go, you put on your mask. You walk over to the porta potty. If you see a friend, don't go over to talk to them. Wave to them and say hi and come back to your spot and enjoy the show.
And are people encouraged to wear masks despite the fact that they're outside and social distancing?
It's mandatory to be wearing your mask as you move outside your little area.
Okay.
But while you're sitting in your area, you don't need to wear a mask.
Okay.
Because it's just like being at a restaurant. If you're sitting at the table
and
with your group, you don't need to be wearing the mask.
Right.
You know, I've researched all of the rules and regulations and have been on the phone with the state numerous times to make sure that everything we're going to do meets all of the rules. We want this to be a safe show for everybody so we can do many more of them and, you know, continue to find some kind of normalcy in what is completely unnormal and scary in this world.
Completely, completely crazy times. I haven't seen my son since January, and because he was in California, now he's in Nevada, and he ran away from New York City because in January he saw this was coming. He's in the world of biotech, and he called me ahead of time. He said, "Mom, there's this terrible pandemic coming to New York City, and they're going to close down New York City. I don't want to be here." I'm like, "They're not going to close down New York City, Jonathan." He's like, "No, Ma, they really are." Anyway, so he got to the West Coast thinking he could outrun this thing, and then he put himself in Nevada, and now Nevada is worse than Connecticut, and it's a, I'm telling you, Matt Mandel, I'm telling you something you already know, which is this is a confounding time, and it's a sad time, too. So it's good that you're finding, you know, optimism and happiness and a few hours here and there that we can enjoy ourselves and remember that we're connected as a community.
Let me give a quick pitch.
Sure.
We are also running a streaming concert a week from Saturday night with Mullet, which is an 80s hair band recreation. They do Def Leppard, Journey, Poison, and that's online. And that's for the whopping cost of $10.80. And the 80 cents is to homage to the 1980s when the music. So if people are uncomfortable with coming out, they can still enjoy music in their own home and see the Mullet Show online as a streaming show. And that's, again, supper and soul. Go out, take out, bring it home, and then watch the show from your own house.
So for those who are listening, Matt Mandel, what is the website that you would direct them to for information about all these concerts?
WestportWestonChamber.com.
Oh, okay.
So again, WestportWestonChamber.com. You go there, middle of the home page, you'll see the two Supper and Soul shows, the one for Tom Petty, the outdoor one, and the Mullet Show, which is the streaming show 1 week later.
Fantastic. Matt Mandel on the Lisa Wexler Show. Thanks for all you do to enrich our community. You know, in good times and bad, this is a wonderful thing. I'm glad it was sold out. I'm looking forward to more concerts. Thank you very much. Thanks, Matt.
You got it. Hey, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you having me on.
Sure. Happy 4th. We'll be right back. More of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.